when you look at China, China wants guarantees that their investments will not be tampered with. But in the case of Belarus, Belarus is not a country that we can possibly rely on to be able to get us out of our economic problems. They are also under European sanctions and American sanctions, and I don't think that they will be in a position financially to be able to assist in a manner that the country can benefit from, apart from maybe one or two deals since they are backed by Russia. But otherwise, there is very little to expect from that arrangement.
Does it mean that Zimbabwe is not attracting major investors and just turning to available alternatives?
Available alternatives, I think, is the correct word. And the VP wants to be seen to be doing something. That's why he would be going to a place like Belarus. The truth of the matter is that due to bad economic policies, Zimbabwe is failing to attract the right type of investor. So we are just going to vouchers and those who can and chances and opportunities as a way of trying to salvage some.
Can you say this is better than nothing?
I wouldn't rate it as even better. It's mostly what I don't think it will bring any economic activity to the country at all.